Hey!
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
What's going on?
What is good? What is good?
What is good, everybody?
I have new hair.
You do?
So, it's kind of crazy.
It looks so good.
I'm a new person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a new bitch. I feel like I've ascended into a different
realm.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like a new person. I feel super good about myself. Finally.
Good.
I'm wearing, have you noticed my shirt?
I did not actually. Oh my God. How did I not notice that? Actually, your beautiful hair was covering it.
Oh, I appreciate
it. Wait, that's the shirt I told you to get.
This is
oh my God.
The shirt.
Wow. Guys, after we filmed like the episode where we talked about corn, I was shopping on a random website and saw this incredible corn shirt, sent it to Sarah, and she bought it in 5 seconds, and I was so stoked.
It's vintage.
It is vintage.
But it actually is, and it's cool. There's like holes in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
Damn, I'm glad that came out so good. Like, that's an awesome shirt.
I've been wanting corn merch for a while.
You're welcome.
So I appreciate it. I wasn't even thinking about getting any, and then you just sent me this really cool vintage corn shirt. Came at the perfect time.
Oh,
I love it. And then also, do y'all see these chairs?
We've got some new chairs.
They are marshmallows, and they're so comfortable.
I feel like I'm sitting in a marshmallow, actually. That's a great way to put it.
We feel like we're sitting on a cloud.
We finally feel comfortable.
I think we really needed to do this because the last few episodes were really, like, uptight.
Yeah.
We're sitting at a table, up straight. And that's just not who I am.
It's not who I am either. It was very uncomfortable, and I'm glad that we finally addressed it. And I think we solved it because
I can let my piggies go free just sit crisscross applesauce.
Yes.
This
I know.
Is mine.
That's all you wanted.
Oh, all I wanted was a sit crisscross applesauce, bro. This is like my natural state. I was telling my mom that I feel like I was in crisscross applesauce in the womb.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because this is just my... This is just it.
Yeah, that's
I don't
just
know
you.
What I'm trying to say right there.
I don't either, but I just know that you've been complaining about wanting to sit crisscross applesauce. So I definitely agree that you probably did that in the womb.
Yes.
It's your safe pose.
It's my safe pose. I feel like I'm calm and I'm just equal.
Yes.
And I love that these chairs kind of like come up on the sides
mm-hmm.
so that I can sit crisscross. But then also, when you sit back, it's kind of just like comforting you.
It is. It feels like I'm getting a nice warm hug.
Yeah.
And that's what I need.
Yeah. It feels like someone is just right behind you, just like caressing
embracing
your backside
you.
And just, but not like a full hug. It's just like a
just
sweet little.
Brushing up against your
yes.
body. Like
yeah.
a club or something.
Yes.
Just that sweet embrace of someone else.
Yeah. It feels like a soft body.
Yeah.
It's just behind me, like a squishy, soft body. It feels really nice.
Squishy, soft body.
You know that? Yeah. You know that pillow that I have, the boyfriend pillow?
I was going to reference that. I was like, I feel like this is basically that, but just in podcast form since, I mean, you could bring that. It wouldn't be that weird, but.
I was thinking about it.
If you just had a boyfriend body pillow on right. you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it. This is the closest you can get for that.
And I'm okay with it. It's super nice. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel like this is really going to help us a lot,
yeah.
which is really weird that little details like that is mm-hmm. going to help us. And then also we wanted to say that we're actually moving to a different studio. Would you call it a studio?
I would call it a gigantic house with a studio.
I would agree.
My dream home with a studio.
It's a crazy house. The company's moving over there.
Yeah.
And we're just going to make it more comforting
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
we read the comments, we see you guys, we feel you guys, and this is a very cold environment, and it's just kind of creepy.
It is.
It's not warm. It's not inviting.
It's not. The dark brick is not us. I don't think it ever was us. We tried to make it us, and it's just not working.
No, I think that when we were trying to figure out a backdrop, they were just sending different ideas, and we just were so overwhelmed. We didn't fucking know what we wanted, so we're like, brick, whatever,
yeah,
fine.
We'll call it a day.
And now that we're sitting here, we're like, oh, we're like in a dungeon.
Yeah.
A sex dungeon.
And I don't really want to be in a sex dungeon, personally.
I would not like to spend my time there.
Yeah.
So when we move to a different location, we're going to have like a nice, bright warm color.
That's going to match us.
Yeah.
And it's going to make everyone feel better and feel good and more comfortable because...
and less anxious.
Yeah, because we don't need that at all. We're leaving the anxious energy at this house.
Yes.
Sending it off, shipping it out to the middle of the ocean, moving to a new house.
We're going to have fun.
Starting a new environment.
Exactly.
It's going to be great.
It's like your shirt really... captures
yes
how I, we're gonna our energy
yes
in the this, next house.
The purple is the old us, you know, dark, anxious over here wolves. At this house, and then this tiger that's cut off on the other side of my shirt in the grass, yellow, bright yellow, is gonna be us in the new house. I'm glad I figured out a way to connect to what you were saying, because I was like, yeah, don't know how my shirt connects to this, but I figured it out. I got real creative there.
The two wolves are us in the dungeon. Just
everyone.
This is our anxiety, just trying to figure out how to do a podcast.
In this environment. And that's going to go away.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, did you do that on purpose?
No, I did not. This is actually genius. My new favorite shirt. So
it's so funny. Where did you get that?
Urban.
Urban.
Yeah, they have this new section, or at least at the Urban here, where they just are recycling old shirts and doing things like this, like cutting them up in half and sewing them together, sweatshirts, sweatpants. And
they sewed two different shirts together?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just literally recycling old things and sewing it together. And they came up with this.
That's so tight.
And I
tight.
Had to have it because it's oversized. It's perfect. It's got a message behind it, allegedly.
It does.
It is us. I wasn't thinking about us when I bought this, but...
the two wolves. Such a symbol. Such
glad
a symbol.
I picked this one, because they had so many.
I know. I'm so proud of that.
Me too.
We really killed it on the outfits today.
Dude, the t-shirts? God.
We really killed it.
Fucking amazing for us.
So, we really appreciate you guys, and for just being so patient with us while we're adjusting to this. It's like a new job energy. We're still trying to figure out and smoothen all the kinks and everything that goes behind it, because there's a lot that goes behind this that y'all don't probably realize. So
I don't think we realized either.
We didn't realize it either. We were just like, oh, we can just sit and talk for an hour.
Yep, it's gonna be just that. And
but then people are
else.
Like structure
please
structure,
now
structure. we need it
okay.
Not all of us have ADHD. We can't just fucking do that.
Yeah. So not everyone is in our ADHD bubble, so we hear you
and we understand. So we just, you know, be patient with us as we're trying to figure out how we want to structure this more, but we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And we love y'all.
We love you guys so much. I mean, I like to compare this to my old YouTube videos. Like, the way that I started, like, I'm sure you don't like particularly watching your first videos. So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
And that's what I kind of compare this to, almost. Just no idea what we're doing at the beginning, but gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
Because we believe in ourselves.
Yes.
And we're listening to you guys, and we're gonna figure this out, but
as we're looking around,
I know.
We're gonna figure this out.
Taking another look at all this shit. I get
what?
It, guys.
It's chaotic.
I like the palm tree.
I do too. That's what I told them when we were talking to them earlier. I was like, "We love this.
This can stay.
This can stay for sure.
Yeah,
but you know, it's time for an upgrade.
Time for an upgrade.
We're taking small steps, you know?
As you can see. And then I'd like to take another small step for myself. And I want to genuinely apologize for not being the best example the past year for you guys, others, randoms, myself. I've been thinking a lot lately about just choices I've made that I've not been proud of, that I look back on and I'm like, why? Like, why? Just why? I wasn't really planning on talking about this, but I think that I should. During the past year, actually, right after I moved, 6 of my family members all got COVID at the same time, which was the weirdest coincidence ever, because none of them were even around each other. 2 of them being like my very high risk mom and aunt. And that happened right when I was moving. So it was all chaotic and I had to deal with that. And I just didn't share that because it was affecting me so much. And just, I think the way that I dealt with it after, I should have continued to, you know, make better choices after that, especially because I went through that and it was so traumatic for me. And I don't want anyone else to ever go through what I went through. And I think that after that, I should have just definitely been with like more careful of the decisions I was making, regardless of getting tested weekly, because I have been doing that for a very long time now, especially before coming here. And I think that there are just other things that I could have been doing too on top of that to just, you know, keep myself, keep others safe, and just be a better role model. So I want to thank you guys for holding me accountable for that, which is fucking hard. But I don't know how to end this.
No, and what I like to think about the situation is the universe just gave you a big spanking. Yeah. And the viewers gave you a spanking. The viewers are like, hey, love ya.
Yep.
Girly.
Oh, yeah. Love a good spanking.
They bent you over.
Oh, yeah.
And just gave you a spanking.
Which is okay. I deserved a good spanking.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, just want to move forward and be a fucking better person overall, because I love to learn. I love to become a better person and do what I can to do that. So I'm going to be doing that, but a lot more. So,
yes.
Yeah, just wanted to get me fucking crying on this out of the way.
No, I think that, you know, that was really huge for you, and I'm proud of you. And yeah. I know that you're trying, and we can all be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could be better in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. So can you. So can everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone who's watching this too, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that was really important. And this is a safe space for you to let those emotions out. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate too. And it's hard, especially like when you first move out here and you're kind of put into this crazy lifestyle and scene.
Yeah, that was hard too, because like a lot of people are confused, you know, by the move and the people that I've been surrounded with, which totally understand, because in my head it TikTokers. Makes sense. I know, it's
Bryce Hall, aka the most problematic kid on TikTok.
I know, and I totally get why no one wants to fucking hear about that ever again. I hear you, and I promise I'm not gonna bring any of that shit here again. It's just I was viewing it differently, because when I moved here, I just got shoved in all of that shit, because everyone I live with is, I mean, my boyfriend too, is just in that friend group, and they've all lived together. They've all been childhood best friends and everything. So in my head, I was just like, oh, like.
Like, your boyfriend's known Bryce Hall since.
Yeah, they were
like 14.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just kind of speaking things as like, oh, this is what's going on in my life.
Right.
That I can't even really help.
Because, and like, Addison is dating Bryce.
Yeah.
So, like, you're kind of just in that.
It just like happened naturally, but it's just, I totally get why people just look at it and are like, why the fuck is she chasing these TikTokers? I'm like, I'm not. Like, I just moved here and all of a sudden just seriously thrown into all this chaos. So I'm just gonna not talk about that stuff, because I get that you guys don't fucking care. And guess what? I get it why you don't care. I totally understand. And I hear you.
Because you don't even like go on TikTok.
I know. And that's
you don't even care about TikTok.
That's the funniest part. My comments on my YouTube videos are just, I can't believe she's with these people when she always just goes on rants about how she hates TikTok, wants nothing to do with it. I don't even know how many times I've posted on there total. Like, probably less than 20, because I just don't go on it, and I always tried to. Remember, we would have mental breakdowns last summer, being like, should we be like the cool kids?
We feel like we don't belong.
Yeah,
it's like this really weird generation gap that I'm finally experiencing for the first time. Because I remember, like, my sister's generation was experiencing this whole thing with like Vine.
That's
because
crazy.
We were all on Vine.
Yeah.
But my sister and her friends were like, what the fuck is that? And they would like make fun of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, ha, just expressing myself. And that's how the TikTok kids feel. So for us, we already kind of know ourselves a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we know that TikTok is just a very toxic community in general. Mm-hmm. And I just feel really weird being on the platform, because I just feel the toxicity in the air.
And that's not something we want at all. Like, sure, there's a few fun trends
that
I could go on and do every once in a while, but just, it's weird being 21 even, and just every other 21-year-old being on it, and I'm just over here, like, I remember I have the app once a week.
Yeah, and there's, like, a completely different humor, too, that a lot of the teenagers and, like, people in their young 20s have that it's very like quirky and like random shit and shit that I just don't even really understand. Like, I understand it, but it's just not my type of humor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty like dry and you know, I'm pretty goofy. Mm-hmm. And I like, you know, improv and like skits and shit. And just, I don't know. It's very much so like combination of taking a meme mm-hmm. and then making a video for it.
Yeah.
And with text over. It's just a weird place. It's a very strange place with lots of things going on. And we always kind of would make fun of it. And I scroll sometimes because my For You page is lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoy mine when I remember that I have the goddamn app.
Exactly. I usually just watch YouTube videos because I'm still engaged in long form content. Like, same. I like that shit. Mm-hmm. I like really plugging myself in and just watching good quality YouTube videos. Yeah. But TikTok is just very short attention span. So I get it. That's just how it's heading. So, but it's just so funny because people were also probably confused why my friend and co-host is hanging out with all of these people when they know that, like, I'm so not like those people.
Yeah.
And what I want to say to that is whenever you talk about it to me in private, I think it's so funny. Like, I genuinely think it's so entertaining when you tell me these things about these TikTok kids, just because you were pushed into that.
Yeah.
And because I'm in the social media world already, and LA's pretty small, mm-hmm. and the social media community is small in general, you know kind of everyone.
Yeah.
And I just think it's hilarious that you're just in with all of, like, the biggest TikTok stars ever, and I genuinely laugh about it, and we can laugh about it, and it's just lighthearted and fun. But, like, a lot of people, I can see the confusion.
100%. And it's just funny because that's all it was meant. Like, I would save stories that I would tell you, but for here, because it's something that we would talk about and it's something that I would want to tell you or share with you, but we're just not gonna
talk about it anymore.
Yeah, because I get it. You guys don't want to fucking hear it.
We get it. And
we'll laugh on our own.
Yeah, and that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. And we're just trying to figure out, like, our audience, too, and just figure out, you know, what you guys do want to hear from us and, like, how we should structure our show in general.
Yeah.
So we're kind of figuring it out.
Yep. It's definitely a journey.
And we have a great show for you today because on top of this, we're going to dive into our birth charts.
Oh, boy.
Which is, like, on our last video, it was like, y'all are so different. Mm-hmm. So read your birth charts so we can figure you out.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, whatever.
It's a lot of people have said that for a while now. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we should do that because opposites attract. And now we'll figure out why opposites attract.
And that's what I want to say, too. It's like, I love our dynamic because you're from the East Coast. We've talked about this already. Mm-hmm. And I'm from the West Coast. You have a fiery, intense energy just because that's what Boston is.
Yeah.
Boston. They have the exits. That was not good.
I thought you just said the exits. I was like, exits. Our highways have exits.
The exits. I don't fucking know how to talk like that. But you know what I'm trying to say.
I know exactly what you're
and
trying to say.
And then I'm just like, West Coast. Snoop Dogg. You know?
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
It's just like different, but I like it because it's just different and interesting, in my opinion. So I love doing this shit.
Yeah.
And we can always make it better. And that's what we're going to do.
That's what we are going to do.
And we're going to really, if we want y'all to psychoanalyze us even more, we're reading our birth charts today.
Great.
But I think that'll be fun because it'll really help us understand each other on a different level. What do you feel about astrology and all this shit in general?
I think I believe in it to a certain extent, but I don't really know what that extent is. Because growing up, I'd love to read my horoscope, but then at the same time, when I would read it, I'd just be like, I know that a million other people are getting this same horoscope today.
Like in the newspaper.
Yeah. And I was just always looking at that, just like, what the fuck? Like, bullshit. But I do think that I believe in the birth chart stuff because when people talk about their signs or things, I've actually noticed that a lot of the traits really do line up to the person. And now I'm starting to get it more because, for example, I'm a Libra and my boyfriend's a Leo. And there's so many things.
Oh, your boyfriend's a Leo!
Yep. And that's what everyone says.
He's yes. such a Leo. It's stupid.
And that's what I'm starting
it's
to get.
So stupid.
It's so stupid. And I get that now because I just looked into that. And then I also compared it to other Leo and Libra relationships that I know of, too. And it's starting, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
And I think I do believe in it.
It's very interesting, too, because it's not all about your sun sign, yeah. which is Libra, mm-hmm. and mine's Taurus.
Yeah.
And I looked at your chart because I had to fucking print everything out for us today because she had no idea what this was.
I didn't know where to go to find this.
And that's the best part of all of this. And that's why I love that we're different is yeah. because, like, I'm into this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not super, I don't have all of the knowledge behind it. I barely know what I'm doing. But she just has no clue what any of this shit
means.
I'm in
the dark.
You're in the dark. You just know that you're a Libra.
Yeah.
But I saw your moon sign and I'm like, ooh. Makes sense. And I hate being that bitch.
I told what it is before, but I don't even remember. I couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I think something's a Taurus. Taurus. Did I even say it right? Like, I just don't know.
I still don't really know how to say it.
All right. So that's good.
I always want to say tourist.
Tourist.
Like, that's just Taurus, Taurus. Tourist. I want to say tourist. I'm a
yep,
tourist.
I'm a Taurus.
In my own life. That's how I feel.
I think I am a tourist in my own life.
With my Gemini moon, I feel like a tourist in my own life. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Sarah.
Why don't you tell me about Bright Cellars?
You know what? I would love to do that right now. Cool. Bright Cellars is the wine subscription service that helps you find wines you love without the normal intimidation and wine pretentiousness that you're used to. If you're a new wine drinker or someone who has been drinking wine for years, Bright Cellars will pair you with wines you love and provide a unique experience no other wine service can.
By taking their 30-second quiz, Bright Cellars will pair you with six.
I said six. You said six.
Not only six, but six unique and personalized wines.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You can get wine right to your door, specifically six bottles, and that means that you don't have to carry. That means you don't have to carry. That means you don't have to carry a heavy case of wine from the store to your home, because that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
And also, each Bright Cellars box offers a unique wine experience that includes wine education cards. Ooh, learning.
Education cards, that's what I need.
Yep, well, Bright Cellars has that. These education cards talk about the region of each wine, tasting notes, serving temperatures, food pairings, and many other things.
And guess what?
What?
Bright Cellars members also get access to exclusive premium wines from select private wine labels.
Ooh,
ain't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can get 50% off your first six bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro. Sarah, would you like to repeat that one more time for me?
Yes, I can. That is 50% off your first six bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro.
And if you didn't hear that, we're going to say it one more time.
And together.
Together. You can get 50% off your first six bottle order by going to brightcellars.com/cheersbro.
All
right, guys, we have very exciting news. We are partnering with the Stereo app.
Woo!
And this is exciting for all of us because the Stereo app has thousands of live social conversations with a wide range of genres for every interest, including news, comedy, sports, and more. You guys actually get to choose whether to be a co-host, participate as a guest, or simply listen on exclusive conversations that we're going to be having from here on out. We're going to be going live three times a week
mm-hmm.
after the podcast mm-hmm. Gets released, just to really talk to you guys specifically.
Just hear your sweet little voices.
Yeah. You guys can send voice memos on this app while we're live talking to you guys, mm-hmm. and we'll be able to listen to that.
Or if you don't want to say anything, you can just creep in on the conversation
yeah.
or just be there.
It's going to be really exciting because there's no other app like this. And I feel like I haven't had this close of an experience with followers in a very long time. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. And you guys really need to join us as we kick this off because we're going to be doing this for a while.
Yep.
And we want this to be just a good ass time.
Yeah. So make sure you guys download Stereo and make sure to follow us at Cheers Brother on the Stereo app. We're also going to be creating our own accounts individually so that we can individually talk to you guys and do our own thing. And we're really excited about it.
Yeah. We're starting that next week. So I would get ahead of the game and start following us there.
Do it.
And we'll be promoting it on our social medias very shortly. So
woo!
Get freaking ready.
So with all of that out of the way, we're yep. moving on. We're getting better as humans.
Hell yeah.
Let's take a shot. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
She has water in her shot.
Yep, I sure do.
And that's, I love that.
Ugh, that was so hard to take. No, I'll leave the gagging to you right now.
Yeah, I'm too scared.
Go for okay. it.
First things first, fucking Daft Punk.
Damn.
What dude. The fuck was that?
That was a joyous moment of my life, waking up the other day and seeing that and being like, I can't believe I have to share this news with Sarah right now after we just talked about it.
Did you just say it was joyous?
Not joyous.
Bitch!
As in, like, I'm happy, but just, oh my God, I can't believe I have to share this with you.
I know.
Because I saw it 9 a.m.
Mm. You don't understand how many texts I got when I woke up. I was just like, brand new day. What's going to go wrong? Here I've got so much shit to do. I'm going to edit my video, Jenna. And I go to my texts and it's just all of my close friends, my mom and my sister.
Mm.
Same screenshot. And you know when you just wake up and you're kind of in that state of like,
where am I?
Where am I? Who am I? Is this real? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Am I dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at that with like this brain fog from waking up and I'm like,
huh?
What?
Hmm?
What?
Wait, what is this say?
What is that?
Am I reading this right? Do I need to put my glasses on?
I know. I like reach for my glasses.
They're just blue light glasses. Yeah. Don't make a difference at all.
I reach for my Daft Punk helmet.
With like, blue light glasses on them. Just to look at it with a helmet on and with tinted orange lenses on.
With a prescription like in the helmet.
Get that so 20/20 vision going yeah. to process this correctly.
I have to get a little cord so I plug it in and have it light up.
You don't even have an actual Daft Punk helmet. You have a hockey helmet.
Oh my
but you
God.
Just feel like that's what you need in the moment to continue reading what's in front of your fucking face.
I put LED strip lights on my hockey helmet.
You get it going in your room, put on the galaxy light.
Yes. Okay. I have to like set the vibe.
Lighting a fucking candle. We're going to look at this one more time, but in a much better atmosphere.
I burn some incense, put on my Daft Punk record on my
window.
I'm like,
play lo-fi beats on the computer.
Yep. I have to take my medication first. So I'm like, am I just
drinking a green juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Going the extra mile.
Oh my God. I was shocked. But honestly, it was shocking, but it gave me clarity because you know how I felt. You know how I felt, bro.
I know how you felt.
And I was wondering, this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Did they break up or were they planning on breaking up before the Super Bowl even happened? And that's why the weekend was like, Or, hear me out, did they break up because they were paid dust because they were not included in the Super Bowl and they were just like, what the fuck? We're not even valued enough to like be included into this.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because it happened right after the Super Bowl.
The timing is so weird, but I don't think that the Super Bowl would have affected that much.
But it's the Super Bowl, bro. Like, that was their moment.
But imagine just being an artist and being like, well, I didn't get invited to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to throw my whole life away. You know?
But it's like, but it's one of those.
But they didn't get invited to the Super Bowl, so fuck it, I get it. I'd break up too.
I get that. Hear me out, though. They've been around since the 90s. Mm. They are the staple of electronic music. They are the reason why electronic music is a thing now. Mm-hmm. They started it.
Mm-hmm.
And they collab with The Weeknd, who used their song that they're on, and they've never been invited to the Super Bowl since the 90s to perform any of their shit.
Yeah.
And The Weeknd goes on stage and performs the song featuring Daft Punk and doesn't have them come out on stage.
Yeah.
That hurts. That hurts, especially if you've been around since the 90s and they're fucking iconic.
I know.
They are icons. They are the main people that started the electronic movement and made it cool and made it interesting because they were the first people that had like helmets. They were in disguise. No one knew who they were. Like Sia tried it, but guess where Sia got that? Daft Punk. No one knew what they looked like because they didn't want to be like famous. This is what I think. This is alleged. I don't know if that's actually why, but because I know what they look like now, but I don't know if at the time they just wanted to like keep it like, we're just here for the music. We don't want the fame.
I mean,
you know?
Probably. It's a good way to do that because you can get the best of both worlds. You can do your thing, but you also don't have to, I don't know, be recognized everywhere you go, I guess.
I get that.
Yeah.
Fame is a lot. And especially when you're super good and talented and you want to do just music.
Yeah.
But the fame thing is crippling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that type of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in my head, I'm like, are they just over it? Because they've been doing this since the 90s. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, whatever. We already are icons. We've like run its course. Like we're the ones that like created all of you EDM artists pretty much. Or like not actually. But you know what I'm saying? They were like the first people to do electronic music and make it like funky and cool.
Yeah.
Like one more time.
Bro, I love that song.
You told me to play that song.
Yeah.
While we were taking shots in... Not in my car while someone's driving. Oh, my God.
When we were getting out of the car to go to Harry Styles.
To go to Harry Styles'
show. And that's the song I wanted to hear.
And we had a DD that was driving us home after. Don't get it twisted.
Yep.
We're not irresponsible. But we were in the car and we were about to take shots before we went in. And then you were like, I need to hear one more time Daft Punk.
The randomest song ever. But it's what I needed in that moment because I love that song. I appreciate it. And it will never fucking get old. Never.
They're the best. They are the best. And that's why it was so frustrating. So that was annoying.
Yeah.
And that's why this kind of like gave me some clarity on the situation. And I'm like, okay, it's either one of those things and I respect both.
What the hell are you doing? Where did you get that?
What is this?
What the fuck?
Wait, what the fuck is that?
What the fucking hell?
Kaylin, you need to put that on right now.
Wait,
what is that?
What?
What is... Oh, wait. Actually, I don't know because he's getting...
It's clean.
It's yours. Oh, my God. Guys, the producer is holding up a Justin Timberlake shirt.
And we know there's, like, controversy around him right now, but...
So I'm not going to wear it right this second, but, oh, my God. Thank you so much for thinking of me. Wow. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at Sarah, and all of a sudden I see in the distance, like, Justin Timberlake shirt dangling in the distance.
It's our audio guy. Just in the background, just out of nowhere.
What the hell?
Where did that come from?
No, it was the lost and found.
Are you serious? Wait, this is like the universe being
that
like...
That just made my
hey,
day.
Hey, we're proud of you, Caitlin.
In rewards, here's this fucking shirt.
Even though Justin Timberlake is kind of in the heat right now.
Yeah.
But you've just been an OG fan and you get that he has faults too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He absolutely fucked up. I'm glad.
Absolutely
he
fucked
apologized
up.
Apologized because I love Britney and Justin. I was raised on both of them. I'm just so happy he apologized.
He treated Britney horribly.
He did. I'm really hoping, and I think he will continue to, you know, make things right. I'm hoping that he speaks out more.
Me too.
I've got some hope.
I hope that he speaks on the topics of misogyny and sexism, especially in the music industry. And just it's gotten a little bit better now. But when you watch the Free Britney documentary,
it was so bad.
Fucking Jay Leno making so many jokes about her boobs when she was like 18. It's so ridiculous. And like how she's like a virgin. And always, like, bringing that up.
That's
when
weird
no
that...
one brought that up with NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. No one cares about their dick size. No one cares about their dicks in general. No one asks about their sexual activity. It was just all on Britney at that time. And Justin played into it because he was hurt.
Yeah.
And that's not an excuse, but, like, bruh.
I know. I'm just so happy he said something because I honestly thought that he wasn't gonna, which sucked. But the fact that he did...
That was huge.
Huge. And...
Because it was so long ago, too. And I'm sure that he's, like, moved on from that part of himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not that person anymore. But the fact that he can still sit there and be like, okay, no, yeah. Like, I fucked up and I never apologized for this. So.
No, I'm so fucking glad he did. Just seriously hope that he'll continue to
keep just, growing,
yeah,
and evolving like all of us, man. We're just growing,
so
we're
that I
learning.
Can wear that shirt and be proud of him.
Yeah, be like, he apologized. That's a great first step.
Yes.
Keep going.
Do something else. You can
give
do
me
it.
Action.
I believe
action,
in you.
Action.
Actions
action,
mean
action.
Things.
Action.
You can do it. Let's
action
go.
Means you care. Action means you care.
Please do it now. Brittany needs your fucking help.
Prove it. Do it.
Do it now. Make it good.
Do it. I incorporated that.
Oh, we're doing a little remix. Making music now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Well, that was
I took two shots experience. And I'm like, yeah.
I can make music right now. Let's do it.
Oh my god, the JT fucking beatboxing video.
Oh my god, that was going viral after
my name is they call me Lake. Justin Timberlake. A wiki wiki wiki.
That tweet was
what
so
the
funny.
What was that?
So funny. Everyone's like, he needs to apologize for that too.
They call me Lake. A Justin Timberlake. A wiki wiki. Like, what?
He definitely needs to apologize for that. That was bad.
Can y'all put the video in?
You see, they call me Lake. Timber, timber, timber Lake. The frickin' timber.
God, what the fuck was that? Like, I know that he can beatbox. And
that
great,
was not
but
good!
That was not what he was ever supposed to do. Ever.
I appreciate the confidence for sure.
Yes.
He really thought he was
That's
killing
That's inspiring.
It. I know.
There was just no need to do that in the slightest. And that's...
It was so uncalled for. I was
I don't even
I
know
was
how to
watching...
process that video still. Holy shit.
I was watching the Tiny Meat Gang podcast where they were talking about this. And they were making a joke about how like the camera guy and like the audio guy at the concert were probably like... were probably like behind the scenes and he's doing that. And everyone's like, whoa, like in the crowd, everyone's like, yes, Justin, that was so good. And they're just looking at each other like, was that, that wasn't.
Is he really doing that right now?
That wasn't that fucking good. That was kind of terrible. And then it just shows Justin being like, wicka, wicka, wicka.
The like, sound guys like quit on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
No one can finish the show because that was so bad. And everyone's like, we have got to call a fucking Uber and get the hell exactly. out of the venue that this is taking place in. I can't be seen here.
They call
I wouldn't want to be seen there if he was doing that live right now. Oh my god, I would ask for a refund.
All the fans are like taking their tops off. Woo! Like, yeah! Like, wicka, wicka, doing those crazy dance moves.
Shaking their ass and going,
oh my
wicky, wicky.
God, dude. That what was so bad. He got better though with the beatboxing.
Yeah.
But holy shit. Yeah, he needs to apologize
what
for that
a mistake
video.
That was.
Holy, but I, like I said, I appreciated the confidence. Like he really got up there on his own on stage and did that shit.
Imagine if we wake up one morning and there's a literal apology for that, like on Instagram. It's like longer than the Britney one. It's just so in depth. Like, I'm so sorry for ever doing that.
About how he was feeling at that time.
Yeah. Can you just fucking imagine?
He was like, I didn't go to dance class before and I was just feeling really off.
I missed a session. My therapist was on vacation and that's how I got to that part. Fuck.
I was one beat off and it just fucked up my whole flow.
So I had to do
beatboxing.
A completely different thing that yeah. I know was wrong and I know made me look like an idiot. Yeah. Oh my god,
so
I would
really
scream.
Sorry about that and I want to do better. And then you scroll to the next slide on Instagram and it's him on his couch just doing a beatbox.
He's like, look,
and it's
I
really
improved.
Good. Yeah, exactly. He's like, hey guys, I'm just trying my best. Like,
check this out. Check this out. It's like 20 times worse.
Yeah,
he didn't
right?
learn shit.
Exactly.
Nothing gets better.
He's in the same outfit.
Instagram removes his account.
Oh, he gets suspended. Fuck.
Oh my god, like speaking, I got suspended last
speaking
night.
Speaking of suspended.
On Twitter. Oh my god. This happened a few years ago where Twitter's just so weird with the randomest songs being like copywritten, which is so strange because I always see fans posting like edits of their favorite artists with sounds
and like fan cams too.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is specifically, but somehow two videos I've posted on Twitter in my lifetime have gotten me suspended for copyright. And last time I was just so confused by it because this had never happened before and I thought my Twitter was gone for good, but they give you instructions on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all fine. My Twitter was gone for a month. But then yesterday when this happened, I found out because everyone was telling me on Instagram, what happened to your Twitter? And mm-hmm. I was like, well, what happened to my Twitter? And then I went to the email
yep.
and it says that it's suspended. And I was just wondering what song could
right.
this be at? Like, what song caused this?
Yeah.
Hotel what? Room service?
Oh, yeah.
by Pitbull is the reason that it got suspended. I got it back now already, but a random video of me dancing to Hotel Room Service from 2015 got my Twitter suspended last night for 12 hours.
I got an alarming text from you while I'm getting a spray tan. She thought because I wasn't texting her back in the heat of like the anxiety that you were having over this.
Yeah.
You thought that I was like mad at you.
I was so fucking confused.
While I'm just naked, vulnerable in front of a random person getting a spray tan, making small talk. Yeah. Like just so awkward. They're like getting in between my thighs. And
trying
I'm like,
to just be confident.
Yeah. This is for my podcast tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Trying not to think about how my titties are like in her face. Yep. Anyway, I had my mask on. Don't worry. She was like sending me these texts being like, bro, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. And then I get in my car and I'm just driving home. I'm vibing. I'm like, yes, I'm tan. Let's go.
Here I am.
I got new hair. Let's go. I'm tan. Here I am.
Got new hair.
Listening to Will I Am.
I don't care.
Hey.
Writing a song.
Yes. Look at you.
Woo. I copyright that and have other people get suspended for that, huh?
Period.
Show other people a taste of Pitbull's own medicine. I'm fucking yes. Of course, that song.
I get home and then I get the text. And all you said was, Pitbull got my Twitter suspended.
Yep.
And I was imagining in my head before I FaceTimed you that Pitbull read your tweets about him or like
just
looked
just
through
so
your...
sick of me.
Yeah. I thought that you tweeted him something that was like a little bit aggressive or something like, Pitbull, I love you. You're my life. Or just something like crazy.
Wait, I got suspended for something
that's
like that
crazy,
2 years ago for tweeting Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars something.
Yeah.
I called Bruno Mars a bitch.
Well, there you go.
Because in the tweet, they were just releasing a song, and I was like, let's go, bitches. I got suspended.
Well, that's like nothing.
I know, but just their suspension things are so strange.
I get it. And so I was like, oh my God, Pitbull literally got Caitlyn suspended. What is going on? This is kind of iconic, but horrible news because we love him.
We have a shrine.
But then I FaceTimed you, then you explained, and I was like, oh shit, that's just Twitter for
you. Clickbaiting you.
Yeah. All right, y'all, let's get into the birth chart stuff.
Yes.
We're only going to hit on a few things just because we don't have that much time.
Yeah.
But well, if you guys want us to dive in deeper into like the other planets, because there's like it's very layered and detailed and shit.
I don't know what I'm doing. So okay. I'm going to need you to.
So take this little packet that I created for you.
I've got this packet. I feel like I'm in school again.
Right. Your little booklet.
Yeah.
Ew.
Flip to page 7.
That. Yeah.
Get your highlighters out.
Yeah. I hate that word, booklet.
Here I am with my booklet.
So next, you're going to flip over to page 2.
Page 2. Okay.
And I want you to read your sun and your moon, and then where it says ascendant on the next column.
Okay.
Should be on the bottom.
My sun is in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
My moon is in Cancer. And my ascendant is Libra.
Mm-hmm.
I just have no idea what
no
any of that
clue
means.
What that means.
It's like speaking French.
That's okay.
I don't know what French.
We love it.
French.
That's all right. And then my sun is in Taurus. My moon is in Gemini, which explains a lot for me. We'll get into that. And my ascendant is in Sagittarius, which explains a lot for me also. So what okay. do you think that like Libras are?
I don't really know.
They crave balance. So they really need the energy in their life to be like balanced out. Like if something's yeah. too chaotic, mm-hmm. they freak out and they just need everything to be at the same level. And if they don't do anything about it, it'll suppress and suppress and suppress so much.
Yeah.
So that's something. The sun symbolism means your ego and your will. So your sun is just your ego and what you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the center of gravity, one's approach to self-realization, how you express yourself, and where one seeks to shine. And your inner, I don't fucking know what that word is. So then read the next column where it says Libra's symbolism.
It says a multifaceted perspective, harmony and peace, refinement and grace, diplomacy and fairness and balance.
Mm-hmm. Now read the paragraph.
All right. Libra is represented by the image of the scales, two sides in perfect balance, resting effortlessly on a fulcrum, two holes interconnected and interdependent, finding harmony with one another. Without the balance point, people are going to go into excess on one side and lose track of their own selves. The Libra path involves finding balance and inner equilibrium with oneself. A Libra approach is one of an astute observer, seeing multiple perspectives and not taking anything too personally.
Mm-hmm.
She seeks to find how things can complement and work with each other. Libra people like when things are running smoothly. They like mm-hmm. looking around and seeing people engaging in harmony without a hint of friction lingering in the air. Mm-hmm. The deep, calm harmony is stabilizing and relaxing. This is the perfect balance that is reached when a scale is balanced at its fulcrum. The balance is effortless. It is structurally elegant. The two sides are supported and the system is at ease.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I get the part where it says that it likes when things are running smoothly
mm-hmm.
because I definitely love that. And I do freak out if it isn't. And I know that even with like my household and everything, I've
yeah.
realized since moving here that I go out of my fucking way to make sure that things are running smoothly.
Yep.
And I get so frustrated when they aren't or when other people are not working with me.
I was going to say that about you too.
To making it smooth. And then it just frustrates the hell out of me
mm-hmm.
because I really enjoy when things are just going
and you
good.
Pick up on friction.
Yes.
And but it's hard because it affects you so much.
A lot
and when
more
you can't,
deeply.
When you can't balance your environment out on your own because there's just so much going on. It's mm-hmm. like really chaotic and you can lose yourself in that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? It's like it's just all about like balancing your life out,
mm-hmm.
you know,
which is so hard, especially with so many fucking roommates. So that's weird. I can definitely
yeah.
relate to that.
Yep.
Very heavily. So I get that.
Yes.
I get that.
Oh my God, the moon's gonna fuck you up. I'm so excited for you to read that. I'm gonna read my sun though. So mine's in Taurus. Receptive, easygoing.
All right.
Aesthetics. I love aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen my room.
Oh, your room is my favorite place.
Aesthetics. Comfort.
Oh my God.
Stability.
Yep.
Grounded.
Oh my God.
Persistent. And inner stillness and contentment.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. So it says Taurus is represented by the serene, peaceful bull resting on a pasture. The reflective creature is at ease with its personal worth. I'm at ease with my personal worth
yeah.
and self. Like, I have a pretty good sense of self-worth. It enjoys life by dropping into being rather than doing. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Yes. Yep. That's you.
I'm very present. I like just being in the moment and scheduling shit mm-hmm. and like thinking past what I'm doing now. It's so overwhelming for me, but
yeah.
like I'm working on it. I'm trying my best. Not easily swayed. It symbolizes stability and confidence in its personal values and inner grit.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's just, you know, pretty much the Taurus energy for you. It's just very,
yeah.
I'm just very centered. I've always been that way. And I'm very grounded and my feet are planted here. That's why I never wear shoes, which is not me trying to like,
sense.
Yeah, I like grounding myself and like being present. Whereas for you, it's like if there's any sort of on things, something that isn't balanced, it's like really hard for you to
yeah
get it
to ground myself
exactly
because I need it peaceful in my way, I guess.
And I think that that's why we work so well together, because I feel like I can ground you
mm-hmm.
and like hold you to your shit
mm-hmm.
and then you, since I'm all about comfort, that fucks me up because I love my comfort zone. I
mm-hmm.
like being comfortable and just like relaxed, but mm-hmm. you, your fiery self
yep.
helps me out of that, and you give me a new perspective on that.
Hell
so
yeah,
that's why I think it works for us.
I think that is the greatest way you could have explained that too.
Exactly.
You are very grounded and comfortable in the best ways possible.
Thank
but
you.
But I do know that my fiery self loves to
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes go out of balance.
Yeah,
have some fun.
But now I want you to read about your moon, because this is all about your emotions, bitch.
Okay.
So the sun is just like your ego and like what you want for yourself in a selfish way, mm-hmm. kind of. That's just ego for you.
Yeah.
And the moon is really like the like your shadow self, like the darker parts of yourself that you don't really talk about a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. My moon is once again in Cancer. It says, or should I do the symbolism?
The people that know astrology are giggling. The people, the viewers are giggling.
Fuck.
Because being a Cancer moon, bro. Whew.
I'm so glad that's a bad thing. No, Cancers are,
they're just very, you know, emotional creatures.
Yeah.
They're water signs. They like.
Mm-hmm. Should I read the symbolism first again?
Yeah, read the Cancer symbolism for sure.
Okay. Nourishment, nurturance, chameleon, emotionally aware, and bubbly. I think that's pretty on point.
You should read the first paragraph.
All right. People with this placement are naturally oriented towards self-nurturing and self-soothing. They are simply good to themselves. They know their limitations, so they know when they need to step on the gas and when to let up. This gentle attitude toward themselves is reflected outwardly. It helps them attract a close-knit community or loving family around themselves. They delight in things that hold meaning, things of sentimental or historic value. Shit.
And you know what's crazy about your moon placement and your sun placement? It's because you know...
Yeah.
What, like, you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then your sun being in Libra, like, if it's off balance, it's just like, oh!
Help! It's the fucking Titanic.
Yeah. And, like, your moon sign knows that, like, you're so sure of yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, you fucking know what you need and what you want
yeah.
and what you deserve, too.
Mm-hmm. My therapist agrees with that, too.
Yeah.
She really like compliments me on that too. She's like, you know what the fuck you want, and that's great, because that's hard for some people, but that is actually something that I
mm-hmm.
think I'm pretty good at.
Yeah. So you do you relate to that?
No, a lot actually. This makes so much sense, especially when it says like,
yeah, read the next paragraph. Yeah.
Close-knit community,
yep.
and loving family around themselves, because I take a lot of pride in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the people around me affect me. But then mm-hmm. it says, moon in Cancer may come across as shy
mm-hmm.
or resting bitch face. It's fine. She leads
she
life
said it.
With such an
she
open
said it, not
heart.
Me.
She leads life with such an open heart that shyness can be her natural protective mechanism. Another aspects of this mechanism can find her overly attached to people or things. Fuck, my attachment issues are getting called the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling you about that the other day, too. Struggling mm-hmm. with that. Fuck.
I know.
It serves her greatly to find her own inner happiness. What the fuck? A happiness unattached to external things or others' reactions. Damn.
Yep.
I was just having a breakdown the other day about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
I know.
It's
I know
so
you were.
Weird. And then it ends with, in a world that can be very detached and disconnected, people with moon and Cancer seek to confidently and authentically connect with their inner selves with an open heart. That's crazy. Because
mm-hmm.
when things are normal, you know, I like to go out of my way to find people to connect with, go do things that connect me with them more and with myself more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I feel like I can relate that to why I love traveling, too.
Because
mm-hmm. it. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're connecting with new people and
yeah,
connecting
my
with
inner happiness, because I yeah. know that's what makes me happy.
And what it says about you're naturally just shy
yeah.
in general,
mm-hmm.
like especially in new circumstances.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're a cold person
yeah.
or that you don't care. You're just a naturally shyer person. Whereas me, like, I can be in a high stress situation and I'm like, bah! Even though I am an introvert at heart when mm-hmm. I'm alone, like I need my alone time. But like if the cameras are on me, if I'm like in a situation when I'm with people, I know how to like fucking.
And I wish I was like that more than anything, because that I struggle with that so bad. So that's so weird that this is just like validating and just being like, no, that's just how you fucking are.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you're gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. And I don't know.
That's just like your emotions, man. And like,
yeah.
that's some things that you don't really want to admit.
Yeah. At all.
At all. But, yeah, you know, you can't help certain things about yourself. And that's why I never am ever bothered about, like, how you express yourself, because yeah, that's just who you are. And I love you for who you are.
I love you for who you are.
I love you for who you are.
I love you.
We all shop online, correct?
All us?
Especially right now during these times. And we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. It works by just, you know, you doing your thing, being on one of your favorite sites. And when you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons, which I think is pretty simple. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find on that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
Wow.
They're going to drop it low.
Drop it like it's hot.
Honey actually saved me a lot of money the other day on a clothing website that I really don't think I needed to be on, but I was on it. My price for that cut in half, and I was stoked about that because it justified what I was spending my money on.
There
so
you go. Makes you feel a little bit better.
It made me feel so much better. I think I saved like $75.
That's a lot of dollars.
On a $200 cart. So that is a huge difference.
Wait, that's actually so good.
I know. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. Like I just said, it's free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you're going to be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast as well as your own bank accounts. You can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/cheersbro. That's joinhoney.com/cheersbro.
So my my moon's in Gemini, which is chaotic. It's so chaotic for me.
Oh God.
Okay. Fuck. So it's a dynamic mind. A lot of people with Gemini moons tend to have anxiety. I think I'm not a fucking expert, so don't call me out on that. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just because there's just so much going on, mm-hmm, that you don't really know, like, what to think. You're very indecisive. If anyone watched me play Life is Strange, you will understand that. Whimsical. I'm very whimsical.
You are very whimsical.
I'm versatile. Jack of all trades. Like, I like to do a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm down to explore. Witty. social. And yeah.
Damn.
So that's, it's just a complete different energy going, yeah, on. But that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then mine says, a moon in Gemini finds replenishment through the diverse, the new, and the novel, I think. She seeks to expose herself regularly to new ideas and stimulating experiences. That's why we're friends.
Yep. Damn.
Yep.
Fuck.
Individually, the moon symbolizes the emotional realm and self-nurture, and the Gemini path involves developing versatility and flexibility of the spirit and the mind.
Mm-hmm.
In this pairing, people seek to be riveted by new ideas and perspectives that may substantially improve their lives in some way.
Shit, that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they seek instant gratification. Hello, that's why I'm in social media.
Uh-huh.
They look for get rich quick schemes or other types of, I don't know what that word is, that bring instant gratification. And for that reason, it is useful for people with this pairing to focus on enjoying every step of the unfolding journey rather than expedite the pleasures.
Damn.
And that's so fucking true, because it's really hard for me, because although I am a grounded person naturally, when it comes to success or like where I see myself in 5 years, I stress myself out about that so much so, instead of just enjoying where I'm at now and just like really having gratitude and being blessed for what, mm-hmm, I have.
Is it because you know what you want in 5 years, or is it because,
yeah,
you freak out that you don't?
It's a mixture of things. So like with my mind, since there's so much going on, I'm so indecisive of like what I think my end goal should be.
Yeah.
And I'm always going back and forth of like, am I meant for this life? Am I not meant for this life? Like, am I an entertainer? Can I not handle it? All this shit. instead of really harnessing in on like what actually brings life into me and like what I see my fullest potential self to be. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm looking at myself at my fullest potential in 5 years, where am I at? Mm-hmm. And I really stress myself out on that because I know that I can do great things, but because I'm just so indecisive, I don't know if that's the right thing.
Yeah.
So it's very chaotic in my mind. Uh-huh. Which fucks me up. It's a lot of self-sabotage and it's just a lot of stupid shit that I personally have to get through because I see where I can be. Mm-hmm. But there's just so many weird twists and turns that go on in my mind about like why not and like
through.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really interesting. And it says people with this pairing can be overly logical or mental in their approach.
What?
Like overly logical. For example, remember before Corona, uh-huh. when we went to that one party and I was just overly logical about what was fucking happening at that party.
Oh.
And I can't like,
yeah.
I'm so mentally
shit.
Like I'm mentally analyzing everything that's going on. And if it's so ridiculously stupid, like even the Tana and Jake wedding in uh-huh. my mind, I was crying laughing in my mind because I'm just over analyzing every fucking little detail that's going on and why it was so absurd.
Yeah. And I was just there like, I'm going to accept that this is a thing and I'm going to have a fucking good time.
Exactly.
We're going in the pool.
Yeah. Antidote for this is to honing a deeper connection with intuition. Like why you're even there in the first place and like what's the
goal.
These
yeah. are just all of our conversations.
Mm-hmm. An individual following this advice can find more confidence in following their inner wisdom. She can find this an experience that brings much deeper clarity into her life. So just that's my whole fucking thing. Like I never listen to my intuition because I think that it's anxiety and I'm like, oh, I got to get past my anxiety. But sometimes it's just my intuition being like, hey,
hello.
Hi. Please listen
to me. It's
me
again.
Yeah.
You love to ignore me, but
exactly.
you know you love me.
You know, I'm always here for you, girly. Like, you need to separate the anxiety and intuition. So, yeah. So that's, isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah. Yours was like so accurate, too.
It's freaky.
Like, it's almost as if you just wrote an autobiography.
I know. That's why it's so interesting because people like always want to talk shit about astrology just because their sun signs don't really match up to their personalities. But it's like, that's your ego, though.
Yeah.
So obviously your ego isn't going to want you to connect to that. Mm-hmm. And so, but if you really dive deeper in it, it's just all of the planets being in a different spot in the universe while you were born.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really fucking crazy.
All right. My ascendant symbolism, which is Libra, mm-hmm. is, I feel like I already read this.
Well, yeah, it's like the same.
Oh, just a multifaceted perspective, harmony, peace, refinement, grace, diplomacy, fairness, balance. And then.
And then what ascendant means is like your vibe. Your okay. one mask, mm-hmm. like what, how other people perceive you.
Okay.
So this is like what other people are experiencing.
I can't wait to see if this is accurate.
And you know how like the joke in the TikTok generation is like, don't perceive me.
I honestly don't even know that.
Oh, really?
Seriously. That's once again how much I don't fucking go on TikTok.
Yeah, I get
didn't
it.
Know that was a thing.
It's such a thing where like everyone's like, please don't perceive me. This is too much. Like, I don't want to know how other people view me.
Oh, shit.
And so
I
this.
I mean, I get that. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, now I'm going to find out anyways.
Yep. It's like your appearance, you know, the impression that you make on people.
You're ugly. You suck.
Yeah.
LOL.
You're a fucking annoying bitch. You got a resting bitch face. You don't care.
Yeah. So you're the fucking worst. I can't wait for that to just be on this page.
Right.
Okay. What it actually says is the ascendant reflects our external mask, how he comes off to others, blah, blah, blah. You come across as sweet, polite, and friendly. All right. Additionally, you're likely to be charming and sociable. What is most apparent is your fair approach to life. You value hearing and respecting other people's opinions and perspectives. Within your interactions, you have a cooperative air that is diplomatic and tactful. Conversely, you may also come across as Mr. and Mrs. Nice, shying away from expressing unpopular opinions or being uncomfortably authentic. Ultimately, you dislike confrontation. Your appearance suggests someone with an artistic eye as you appear, quite elegant and fashionable. Mm-hmm. Your style seeks that extra polish or touch of sophistication.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How do you feel?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to admit it.
Yep.
But that's what this is about.
That's how people see you.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a very nice person who looks good.
Hell yeah.
Looks cute. You care about your fashion, and that's the truth. Like,
and
you
I
do.
I love that shit so much.
Your Instagram's popping.
Thank you so much.
You got crazy outfits.
I love to do that.
You love it.
I don't know. That shit makes me happy. So that's cool that it just says that right there. Like, bitch, you like to wear fun things.
And it's
validating that.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's interesting, too, that your sun sign and your ascendant are the same.
I thought that was wrong at first. I was like, I thought it was supposed to be three different things. I didn't even know what an ascendant was, so.
No, but that's cool because your sun is in Libra, which is like your ego and like what you think you are. And then that's just how people see you, too.
Yeah.
So it is very authentic. And that's why I like you, too, because I see you. I like know you.
You're right there in front of me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at you.
Exactly. But then your moon is like, you're like deep, like, fuck.
Yeah. It's weird how the three of them together, if I just read them top to bottom, it just seems like an actual perfect summary of me.
Uh-huh.
The bad, the good, the what the fuck. I thought that was just a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And these are the main three ones. Like, all of these other pages go into really specific things about your psyche and about...
Damn.
The way, like, how you feel about certain things, like sex, relationships, love,
shit,
friendships.
I would love to go into
it's
that,
crazy.
Actually, and read
we
it.
We can get into that a different episode.
Damn.
And then mine's Sagittarius, which is so funny. You know who's a Sagittarius?
Who?
Like, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's how people perceive me, like, the...
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm very, like...
You're just...
Out there.
You're out there, and you like to do that.
Spontaneous, uninhibited expression, abstract. I look at the big picture. I'm explorative, and I'm audacious. It says... This placement reflects someone who's an explorer, a well-traveled soul. So naturally, you're a skillful... You're going to freak out.
Oh, no.
So naturally, you're a skillful storyteller.
Oh, my God.
Who weaves a whimsical verbal adventure with a lively expression.
What? What
yeah.
the fuck?
You're not only a physical traveler, but you're also drawn to mind-expanding journeys, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Sarah.
These adventures make you come across as a wise sage, a learned soul, or simply a preachy person.
What the hell?
I know!
What the hell?
I know! This is why everyone wanted us to read our birth charts, because it's freaky as fuck!
I'm, like, sweating over that. That's so weird!
I know!
That's so weird how accurate that is. Oh, my God!
It's fucking freaky. When I really dived into this, because this is how people perceive me, right? And I'm like, I fucking get it. I'm such a Sag rising. And Christelle is one, too.
Really?
Yep.
Which also makes sense after hearing that as a trait.
Fuck! Yep. You value freedom in your expression as you like to live spontaneously. You know I love to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I love fucking freedom. I love doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you an ability to be refreshingly candid, but also uncomfortably blunt too. Which is like, yeah, depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes your feelings or expressions can feel exaggerated or over the top. That's something that I've gotten so much. Like, my dad's like this too. When we tell stories, we have like the story in our mind and we can add just like little sprinkles of detail.
Yeah.
That just make it a little bit more flavorful. They're not lies, but they're just like something to give it more.
Yeah.
Oomph. And I do that, but like for entertainment purposes in my own head.
That's your thing.
But it's not. Lying?
No.
It's just me being a storyteller and I like engaging the audience into what I'm saying. And my dad's the same way.
I can't believe it fucking says that, dude.
And then it says your expressions on my face can feel exaggerated or over the top, giving you the appearance of a larger than life personality.
Holy dude. Whatever.
Like, what?
Okay.
What? That's the universe telling us this.
I'm just glad that straight up explains it to a fucking tea, because there's a reason, obviously, why yours says that, and everyone, you've been described that way, that's who you are, and then mine says what mine says, and they're actually so accurate that I'm freaking out.
It's scary.
Especially with yours and how much it differs from mine, too. Like, mine didn't say anything about my facial expressions. No. Mine said I was shy, which, once again, I correlate to the resting bitch face thing that people comment on, too. But mm-hmm. it's just crazy.
And you're not, like, a story. Like, you have stories and you tell them. But
yeah.
I, like, thrive on that.
Yeah, that's not my art.
Yeah. Form. You don't express yourself in that way.
Yeah.
You express yourself by like living, doing adventurous things and like having the connections and
yeah.
doing all of that.
And where
I just like
way.
The fucking, I just like, hey,
that that's my sad.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I'm honestly just in shock over yours.
I know.
Like, that was so accurate. I feel like you went onto the website and was like, I'm going to write my own fucking autobiography. I just like, this is what it said.
That's why I was late today.
You're like, please let me just write what I wrote about myself. That's crazy.
I wish that I could write that about myself. Like, I didn't even know, I didn't really realize those things until I read it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's like unlocking so many things in my head. Especially when I really dive deep into my moon, my yeah. Gemini moon. It's like all of these suppressed emotions that I don't want to admit. Mm-hmm. And it's really freaky. Like that, what we just read was just a light summary. Like, you can really find websites to go really in depth.
No, I'm going to, especially after that mm-hmm. specifically.
Fucking
because now I'm more interested in what the other, you know, aspects say about me that I'll relate to and make more sense out of.
And we can talk about like the other planets and the other categories too next time.
Yeah.
We can make this like a little series.
Oh,
or whatever.
I'm down. That is nuts.
Isn't that crazy? Well, there you go, guys. This is what you guys wanted. And
yeah. Hope that explains some things.
I feel like that can kind of put some things into perspective on like how we are as individuals and how mm-hmm. we are as friends and
how we come together and why it works, how it works. And
yep. We just bring two different perspectives.
Completely
yeah.
different things. To yeah. the fucking table.
And we're just trying our best. So please let us do that.
Yes. We're really fucking trying here.
And we love you guys for the constructive criticism. Yes. Please feel free to keep leaving that. Just be nice about it. Mm. Let's try not to tear us down.
We're trying to build ourselves up.
We're helping each other. We're growing yes. all together.
We'd like to take you guys with us, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. Before we go, remember we are partnering with Stereo. So make sure you download the app so you can just hear more exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff from me and Caitlin and just get to know us a little bit more.
Yep, just a tiny bit more. Actually, a lot more. Yeah. But we're going live the day that you're hearing this audio-wise. So we'll talk to you guys soon. Make sure you go to stereo.com/cheersbrother.
Yeah.
Let's get freaking crazy.
Let's do it. Thank you guys for watching. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Woo! Love you.